You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Now I have on with me Sally from Backpack from Kids. First of all, welcome, Sally.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and hello to everyone on this beautiful day.
It's a terrific day, isn't it? Now, Sally, I'll get you in a minute to just refresh the memory of the people, because a little while since we've had you on, and also for new listeners about Backpack for Kids. But when I spoke to you probably nearly a year ago, your funding was starting to dry up from government and that. Has that improved, or are you still in a sort of a desperate need for more money?
Well, we were in a bit of strife. We had a loss last financial year of about $165,000.
Yep.
So we were in a bit of a pickle, but fundraising has been going pretty well. We're a little bit ahead of our target for what we've budgeted for this year, so that's really great.
Yep.
We didn't actually, we've never had any government funding, so
oh, haven't you?
No, we've never had had something we could rely on. Well, a lot of people say that because child protection and, you know, the residents of Australia are major clients. So, but we tend to do okay with the support of just families, individuals, generous philanthropists. We had a couple of small bequests which really helped this financial year. So, good. In fact, just in the last year, Yarra Valley residents have donated
$2,371. Gee, it'd be great. If we could get a whole lot more for you too. And we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. But, Sally, look, not everybody that's listening was listening 12 months ago, or they might have missed it. Can you just give us a very brief rundown on, I know what it does, but to the listeners, what actually Backpack for Kids do?
Yeah, sure. So Backpacks for Kids was started to provide crisis packs or first night packs for kids, babies to 17-year-olds who needed care and protection through foster care or kinship care. And it expanded quite quickly to other types of programs, including our youth outreach packs, supporting education packs, and our Santa packs for Christmas time. So they generally have a range of items, including clothing, toiletries, stationery, something to cuddle, something to snuggle with, and some items of distraction, a torch in a lot of them, you know, disposable nappies, a bottle, a dummy in the baby's sizes. Basically, the essentials to getting through 24 to 48 hours of a child becoming displaced or unable to access their belongings if they had any.
Yep. Now, Sally, we need to stress this because I think it's very important. These are not the faults of the young people. There are young people that are very often taken out by youth workers or the police at very short notice, where they go in, they get the child, they want to get them out as quick as they can because they're very often in dangerous situations. So they don't hang around for the child to pick out toys and clothes and all that. Very often they get taken just with what they're wearing, don't they?
So where there's been a report of someone suspecting a child is suffering from abuse or some kind of danger in the place they're living in, and that's been substantiated, and the intensive family support isn't working out in the best interest of the child, then they may be removed. And those actions are usually done, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, when police can keep everyone, including child protection workers and the children and the others in the house, safe.
Yep.
And they'll sometimes be taken to a motel in the first instance until a safe place that might be emergency foster care, or they might be looking or trying to locate a family member for kinship care. So, yes, they are done very quickly. And in those sort of circumstances, it's not safe for anyone to be putting their hands under beds or in drawers looking for the children's belongings or their favourite toy. They just need to get them safely out of that situation.
and I don't want to be indelicate when I say this, but sometimes these children are taken to the police station, and because the offence has been committed against them, the police want the only thing that they've got is the clothes that they're wearing, and sometimes the police need those for evidence, don't they?
Yeah, that certainly happens at the Centres Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence.
Yep.
Might be that a crime's been committed and the children might be witnesses of the crime or victims of crime. And yes, clothing can become evidence.
So therefore, the young person who's walked out of a house or been taken out of the house, no fault of their own, not only do they necessarily have the clothes they own, and without backpacks for kids, like they're in a world of horror, aren't they?
I think it's a world of horror. Horrifies me to think that young people who've been through something like that are sitting 6 to 8 hours or more in maybe a disposable gown, maybe an officer's coat, and nothing else. It's the reason I do what I do. I can't handle that being
and,
a second.
And we should mention too, I've got to go for a break in a minute. We should mention that you were actually the founder of the organisation yourself, weren't you? Because you believed there was a real need for this.
Well, I knew there was. I've been a foster carer a long time ago and only for a short time, but certainly experienced the kids turning up with nothing, sometimes not even wearing enough. And sometime later, heard that packs, like we do, the backpacks, were coming to Victoria to a Melbourne Child Protection Office from far north Queensland. And I just couldn't believe Victoria was asking for resources from a place that probably has more suffering than we do here. So I just decided to do it.
Sounds terrific to me. Sally, I've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Now, Sally's got an event coming up in June, which we're going to talk about. There's an opportunity for you to find out a lot more and get involved. So Sally will be telling you more about that. So please have her paper and pencil ready. And then at about 2:55, Sally will give you all the contact details, the face page, the Facebook page, the website and all that. So please have a bit of paper and pencil, and I'm sure Sally will tell you all about it. We'll be right back. Kylie Minogue and I can't remember what it's cheap, I know. Yeah, chirpy, cheap. That's right, Kylie Minogue. And I know, David, if you're listening, you enjoy Kylie Minogue. Anyway, now, Sally, we've told people why it, our Backpacks for Kids came into existence, but we haven't actually, now we need to explain to the practicality. So we've got a young person, they're in the police station for whatever reason, and it's certainly not their fault. We need to keep stressing that. So what happens then, please, Sally?
Well, if they're at the police station, they may be awaiting trial or hearing, rather, so they can't access any belongings. And we've actually just had a Victorian Legal Aid branch here this morning to pick up some socks and undies so they can make sure they're at least clean while they're waiting for the hearing. I've had one of the first packs I did was for a baby who ended up with the local police station to hear in Cranbourne. And they had rung me very early in the morning, knowing what I do, and asked if I could provide anything at all, because this baby had to have the clothing and the nappy that it had on removed because it was just so badly soiled and wet and was harmful to the baby's skin. So that baby was waiting in an officer's coat, and they'd been told by Child Protection that a worker was 6 to 8 hours away. So, you know, what happens? Who's looking after this baby, and how do they dress them and put a nappy on them and nappy rash cream in that amount of time? So that's often where our packs come in handy. It's that in-between time from the moment that something has happened, that somehow, for some reason, a baby or child can't access its belongings, or the carer who looks after that person can't access those belongings. So it could be sometimes a family is evicted from a home. Sometimes there's a house fire. Sometimes a parent becomes incapable of looking after them or passes away. You know, there are lots of reasons. We believe most of our packs go to children who are victims of some kind of abuse. And it's they're needing care and protection services.
Yep. So how do the police access them then, Sally?
They just give us a call or it's very easy to request our packs through our website. So the more people who know about what we do and who know that we have this available, most of the items, 80% of each pack, are brand new items. The rest are pre-loved but in excellent or as new condition, and most of that is donated. But it's very easy. We would deliver within 48 hours if a child has already presented or be placed without belongings. But we're generally more often doing very large orders, from 50 packs to hundreds of packs, 400 packs, to be stored at the locations where those workers, first response workers, child protection agencies who provide youth services and foster kinship out-of-home care services, they can get their hands on them straight away if they've got a good range of them available.
Now, the other thing is, too, it's not a one-all-fits-all. So you see some child just getting around in something that's 5-10 sizes too big, is it?
Yeah. We have our packs in size, the My Essentials packs, from size 4-0 in a boys, a girls and a unisex, up to size 0, there's unisex, and then from size 1, clothing size, 1 up to a children's youth size 18, the crisis packs. And then our youth outreach packs have some adult sizing as well, because young people are getting bigger these days.
They're needing
larger sizes.
We're all unfortunately getting bigger.
Yes, I am.
I know, I didn't say you. I said we all are.
No, we all are. I'm one of them. Yeah.
Whether we like it or not. So, I mean, obviously the police or the youth workers can get this stuff out of ours, mainly because it's in their premises already. Is that the idea?
Yes, mainly. And in some places where there is no storeroom, or there may be workers who outreach to areas and they don't actually have an office for their organisation, we have our mini depots, or tiny sites, we call them. So workers, police, first responders mainly, so SES, ambulance, paramedics, have access to those containers where there's a range of our packs.
Yep. Now, I guess when we're talking about these these packs, and I want to explore this a bit more too, I guess you're always looking for either new goods to be donated, aren't you, or, as you say, mm-hmm. stuff that's really good. I mean, they should never be putting rubbish on you because it only costs you money to get rid of them to tip. But I guess you're always looking for people to donate every size, aren't you, whether it be male, female, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's right. And the most useful to us and the children in these circumstances is casual, stretchy clothing because it goes into a backpack that goes to a child that isn't known yet, usually. So, you know, just T-shirt, track pant, leggings, hoodies and zippered hoodies are great. We don't need evening clothes. We don't need any office clothes. We don't need a ball gown. Could be done.
And it's mainly to get the young people through maybe the next few days, isn't it?
Yeah, and until something can be organised or until the person who is suddenly looking after them has time to figure out how to get to the shops or, you know, or funding often takes days, weeks, or months sometimes to become available to whoever's providing care. So we fill that gap.
Sounds good. I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. As I said before, please have your paper and pencil ready because there are a number of ways that I can see that you can help with either give them a donation, you could either get involved by volunteering with them and helping them that way. And also I know that there's an event coming up and we want to tell you all about that. And I'm sure Sally would love to see as many people there as she can. when I'm talking to Sally from Backpack from Kids, Backpacks for Kids, I should say. Sally, I didn't realise that when we decided we should do another interview with you, because we hadn't spoken to you for a while, you've actually got a big day coming up in June. Am I right?
We have.
Tell us all about it, please.
I'd love to. This will be our third annual Giving Day, and we have very high targets, a bit contentious maybe. Yep. We're hoping to raise $200,000 on that day and around that day, the 5th of June. $200,000 is about a quarter of our annual expenditure, and we turn that into four times that in value. For example, just in this financial year, we've already delivered about $850,000 worth of aid to your listeners, so the areas to which you broadcast. So it's a lot. We do a lot, and we need money to do that. We need a warehouse, and we pay commercial rent, and all the overheads and outgoings. Insurance is crazy. And we have a very small team of employees. It's a 3.8 full-time equivalent.
We work
super duper hard, Tuesday to Friday, and often on weekends and evenings. So annual Giving Day is to help us pretty much plan for the year ahead, so the financial year, with a good feel for how much we will have to spend, because that's pretty much how we have been from the start. It's going from day to day, doing the work that's needed and trying to raise the money to do that work at the same time.
It's hard,
but it means we have to have, you know, a fundraising team, and we also really rely on and are extremely grateful when others fundraise for us. They have some fun and we get the money, and then we spend it on supporting the kids in all over Victoria.
All right. So
and sometimes outside.
Oh, sorry. The 5th of June. What's going to happen on that day?
5th of June. We are inviting all our donors, partners. It's pretty much an open day here at headquarters in Cranbourne West. We'll have some speeches. We've got some councillors and the mayor coming, some MPs, and pretty much that's our opportunity to do the photos with the big checks, all the thank yous, give our appreciation to all of them, but also for them to meet each other and to create a bit more awareness of what we do and why we need the dollars as well as the items to be donated. And we want to give a big thanks to APT, Travel and Touring, and also the Phil Taylor Foundation, who are matching donations. So when someone can donate $25, they're going to match it and turn it into $50.
Yeah, that's terrific.
That is awesome. All the information is on our website on Backpacks for Vic Kids. It's a number four, backpacksforvickids.org.au. It's all there. You'll get a nice big beautiful blue picture about the annual Giving Day, which will then go to a campaign page and you can donate to contribute. And that's open now, so you can donate any time and help us reach that goal.
But on the 5th of June, though, you have an open day, so that people who don't know enough about backpacks, who think, oh, I might like to donate some money, I'd like to find some more, they can come down and actually see the place and see where their money's going, can't they?
Absolutely. We'll have the barbecue going. We'll also have some pizza van and some refreshments and other things available.
Coffee van?
So yes. Oh, they haven't actually organised a coffee van. Maybe there's someone out there who would like to do that for us, because we love coffee. Haven't got one of those. Last year we had a, what was it, what's it called? Oh, that fancy kid thing, the bubble tea. We had tea last year. We haven't got a drinks van at the moment, so that'd be fun.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, too, that if people may not want to necessarily hand over money on that day, if they've got either really good clothing or if they want to go out and buy the odd jocks and socks and things like that, they can bring them down on that day to you?
Oh, we would love. Our pain point at the moment is men's track pants. and men's undies, which have to be new, of course, the undies, and slides and thongs, and deodorant, but it has to be roll-on deodorant, no aerosol, and it has to be the plastic roll-on deodorant, no glass.
Oh, yeah.
So don't put any sharps, glass, alcohol-based products or aerosols in any of our packs because they're going to children, young people who may have behavioural consequences.
When you say, can I just ask you this, and you may not want to answer it, and if you don't. You say that the main things you're looking for are men's things. Is it because you're getting more ladies' stuff donated, or is it that there is a bigger call for men's on your backpacks?
I think we've always had less of the boys' or male pants in particular. I think that's maybe because females just, I mean, I'm a female and I love shopping and I love wearing all sorts of different clothes.
Yeah, yep.
I think females are a bit different to males, and generally the males who may have donated their clothing have worn it out.
I was just, I can totally agree with that because I do the same. I get something and I wear it to death and then you think, well, I couldn't give this to anyone.
There's that. There's less secondhand men's clothing available that's in excellent condition. But we're also experiencing something that we haven't before in the 11 years that we've been running. The Youth Outreach Packs program, the orders that we've had for Youth Outreach Packs has far exceeded what we had anticipated. And I think there's good awareness at the moment that youth homelessness is a major problem.
Absolutely.
And it's a silent problem because there's no data on it. So we're getting a lot of youth support services ordering our packs, which is awesome.
Yep.
So we're running really low, way behind. We've got about 300 of those packs on back order, just waiting for track pants.
True.
But we're also finding for the first time ever that our teen sizes, so our children's size 12, 14 and 16 in both boys and girls, have been far exceeding. I think I've got the figures here. It's a 48% increase this year from the year before for girls size 14 and 30% increase for the boys size 14. We thought that perhaps our teen sizes in our My Essentials packs would drop a little bit because now we have the youth outreach packs.
Yep.
But that's not happened. It's actually increased.
Increased.
When for a long, long time, the most commonly ordered size was size 3 and size 4.
Yep.
That hasn't changed in the number that's getting ordered, but what has changed is those teen sizes.
Gee.
Which has really taken us, you know, back. So where we had been pinching from the My Essentials stock to complete youth outreach packs, now we've depleted the My Essentials pack stock and I need tracksuit pants. Hundreds of them.
All right. Well, take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And this time, before we go, we've got to leave it about 5 to 3. Sally will give you all the details as to how you can donate, where to go on that we've talked about Friday the 5th, but we haven't told you where it is. So Sally will be back in a couple of minutes and she'll tell you all that information.
Can understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. When you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know.
couple of things I'd like to remind you. First of all, I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. We'll be playing Elvis and those sorts of people. But also this afternoon at 3 o'clock, Matt Shaw will be along with Retro Radio, and he'll have a whole lot of music there lined up for you between 3 and 5. All eras and... oh, some great music. Anyway, and of course, I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3. I've got three interviews lined up again. Sally, on the... right, tell us how... first of all, we've told people it's on the 5th of June, which I think is a Friday, is it?
It is. That's right.
Yeah. What time, Sally?
So we'll be here all day from 9 a.m. and our warehouse will be open. There will be a barbecue lunch if you're calling in at about that time. But at 2:45 p.m. we'll have refreshments, bit of networking, photos and presentations. We have a silent auction going for the day, and we'll probably close the event at about 4:40 p.m.
Yep.
So any time during the day, come on and have a look. It does overwhelm some people, the size of our operation and the amount of things that we have here to give to children, circling all the time. We would be very happy to take donations of money that day over the phone, through the campaign online or in person. And items also are very welcome, as they are Tuesday to Friday all the time.
Right. So now you need to give them the address and the phone number and the website, please, Sally.
Okay. The address is 26 Remount Way in Cranbourne West. Our phone number here is 03-8712-9545.
Can you give that again, please, Sally?
Sure. 03-8712-9545. And the address is 26 Remount Way, Cranbourne West. We'd love to see you.
Righto. Website?
www.backpacks4VicForVictoriaKids. So backpacks4VicKids.org.au.
Right. And there's a, pardon me, there's somewhere on there where they can click to donate as well?
Absolutely. If you go to that website address on your mobile phone or computer, you'll see a green donate button. Yep. That will take you to our donation platform on Raisely, and you'll have a number of options. You can nominate an amount as a once-off. You can subscribe to give monthly, which is awesome. And you can support particular campaigns. You can sponsor a particular pack. And through sponsoring a pack, you'll get an opportunity to write a message to the child who will receive that pack.
Yep.
Yeah, we put a kindly sponsored by tag on the pack for you. There are lots of ways to donate. Make a bequest in your will.
Now, $2 and over, no doubt, tax deductible.
It sure is. We have deductible gift recipient status with the tax office, so every donation is tax deductible.
So they can save a bit of tax and also help along the backpack for kids. And we've got to stress, and I know I've said this a couple of times already, that these young people, it's not young people who have just said, oh, I don't want to be at home anymore, so I think I'll hit the track and then I'll try and get some things. I mean, these people, or these young people are really at probably the lowest point in their life as far as the situation. Like, they're taking out of homes. Then some of them might never see their parents for a long while. And so, I mean, it's a really great opportunity for you to give some money. Or I guess, Sally, if people want to go out between now and then and buy some material, particularly you're talking about menswear, tracksuit pants and that, I guess you'd be love to see them on the day down there on the 5th as well.
We would dearly love to see any of those items that we've mentioned. But you can also see on our Facebook page, every week we publish a list of very specific items in specific sizes that we desperately need in order to complete packs to fulfill orders. So,
now, sorry, no, I don't want to cut across you, but that's something we were very remiss. Normally I ask the Facebook page. We haven't done that. We've talked about the website and that, but we haven't talked about your Facebook page.
Yeah, we use Facebook a lot, but we're also on Instagram, TikTok and LinkedIn.
Yep. As Backpacks for Kids?
Backpacks for Vic Kids, yes.
Backpacks for Vic Kids. Sally, we really hope the fifth goes well for you. But apart from that, I mean, if people, I'm thinking some people might not have a lot of dollars at the moment, and but some will get tax rebate in the very near future into July and August. So I guess it doesn't matter what time of the year, you're going to be happy to take money no matter what time, are you?
Absolutely. The bills keep coming. Yes, thank you very much for your time and for giving me this opportunity. I really do appreciate being able to share.
Well, I just hope, Sally, that we've been able to get some people involved because, you know, I know people out there are doing it tough and we're all always asking them often to donate, but I think this is a really, really great cause. And the reason why I think so much about it is that, and the listeners know I've interviewed a lot of organisations in foster care, and I'm always at great strength, pains to stress that these children and the young people, they haven't done anything wrong. It'd be different if they've committed crimes and done all sorts of things. That may not be quite supported by me as much. But, I mean, these young children, and they are children, you know. Like, I can't imagine all of a sudden finding yourself taken out of your surroundings, even if they are fairly bad. They're what you know, and your toys and your clothes and that are there, and all of a sudden you haven't even got that. I find it hard to imagine that how a young person could cope with that, to be honest.
Oh, and I can't say for sure, but I reckon that some of the reason for the climb in the youth homelessness and the need for more of our youth size packs is possibly due to placements, out of home care placements, falling down because of the economic pressure.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So what you're saying more or less is that some of the foster parents who may have fostered can't afford to at the moment.
I'm hearing that, yes.
Well,
on a large scale.
I was going to say that makes quite a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then the Foster Care Association and others are working really hard to increase the support that's provided to people who open their hearts and homes, but it's still not enough. It doesn't cover the full cost. So those who are stretched, who might have stretched things further to provide a safe space, maybe just can't at the moment.
And one of the other problems that I'm hearing is that there aren't a lot of spaces to send some of these children. I've heard and I've interviewed people telling me that some of these young people, and I think you alluded to it a bit earlier, are being put in motels because it's just...
Yeah.
And I know we've been running a campaign here for some time on our community service announcements looking for foster carers because some of them, like Anchor and some of those, tell me they just can't even get enough foster carers.
Yeah, we're absolutely hearing the same thing. And sometimes it can be hard to pass all the requirements and the background checks to become a foster carer.
Yep.
But if anybody is even thinking about it as a maybe, please go down that path, get some more information and just see whether you would qualify. Because as you said, Alan, the places for safe places for kids is in desperate need right now.
Yeah. And the other thing is too that you don't have to be let me rephrase that. The rules have changed a bit. I mean, once upon a time you had to be a married couple. Now you can be a single person and still be a foster carer. You can be in all sorts of situations
and
yourself.
Working.
And also the other thing is too that what they are also desperate for to save these foster carers a bit of let them have a bit of time off is you may be an emergency one who just takes a child for a weekend, picks them up.
Yes,
Friday
respite.
Night. Yeah,
that's
the word.
Respite carer. Yeah, so you might give a weekend a month, for example, to a child that gives a care a bit of a break.
And there's not many people who can't afford to take a child on for a weekend or take them out, you know, because Plus, the carers do a fantastic job, and they don't get paid anywhere near enough.
But they don't get paid at all.
No, and they're they don't. Well, I guess they don't even really get enough money to cover some of their.
That's what they need to do
with them, you know. And a lot of people are doing it tough at the moment.
Yeah, it's a struggle, but, you know, we can provide a bit of light and a bit of joy and a bit of something to reduce anxiety and grief through these packs and keep hoping that more people will provide spaces.
Sally, I've got to go in a minute. I just want you to give people time to write these down. If you could read them out twice, your phone number, your Facebook page and your website, please.
So most things can be found, our social media channels, just by using Google and popping in backpacks, BACKPACKS, number 4, Vic for Victoria Kids, backpacks for Vic Kids. The website is the same, backpacksforvickids.org.au. Our address of our warehouse, our headquarters, is 2626. Remount Way, Remount Way in Cranbourne West, Victoria 3977. And our phone number here is 03-8712-9545. That phone number again is 8712-9545. We'd love to hear from you.
And if you're down Cranbourne West Way on the 5th of June, any time between 9 and about 4 o'clock, maybe a little bit later. I'd love to see you. They'll show you through the warehouse, no doubt. You'll probably meet some of the volunteers. And I guess we haven't touched that. Are you always looking for volunteers to help pack the packs as well?
Yes, more so at the moment. We need volunteers with particular skills.
Yep.
So people who are great with IT, bit of a bane of my life here, fundraising, social media, marketing, lots of things, inventory control, and packing all the time.
Unfortunately, I've got to go, but thank you for your time, Sally. I hope that the Friday, the 5th of June, is an outstanding success for you. And I think it's a great project, and if people could get behind it, and I guess it doesn't have to be just on that day. You'd welcome them any time to send you some money.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
and thanks,
Sally,
to all your listeners who support us.
See you later. Bye.